You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade's learning experience is curated from their vast library of exclusive content and customizes to fit your investing goals and interests. Get started at tdameritrade.com/education.
The most interesting thing in tech? Well, today the Senate held hearings about Section 230 of the Communication Decency Act. They brought in Sundar Pichai, CEO of Google, Mark Zuckerberg, CEO of Facebook, Jack Dorsey, CEO of Twitter. Section 230 is a complicated and important law. It gives the tech platforms and really all kinds of other internet companies a liability shield against content posted on their platform, so Twitter can't be sued for what I tweet. And secondly, it allows the companies to moderate content on their platforms within some boundaries. Conservatives don't really like part two. Liberals really don't like part one. It is a complicated law. There are ways it could be improved. We could have had a sophisticated conversation about algorithmic amplification, but did we have that? No. The hearing was profoundly disappointing. At least it was profoundly disappointing to me from the standpoint of someone who cares a lot about these companies and wants us to figure out how to properly regulate them. We got some incoherent questions that just didn't make sense to me. We got a lot of litigation and back and forth about specific tweets. We had a rampage from Ted Cruz, who was quite upset about what happened with Twitter and the New York Post, but didn't quite have his facts down. Ultimately, Brian Schatz, senator from Hawaii, said, "You know, I'm not even going to ask any questions. This hearing is such a sham. It's not worth it." One of the things that really struck me, too, was that a lot of the conversation was directed at Dorsey. He had more questions than Zuckerberg and Pichai combined. And why is that? Twitter is far less important as a communications platform than Facebook or Google is. If you look at traffic on Wired stories, it never comes primarily from Twitter. It comes from Google. It comes from Facebook. But Twitter is where some of the senators live. It's where they engage in their feisty conversations, and maybe it's where they care about their personal brands the most. So Twitter is where we focused. Overall, I don't think any progress was made in any way whatsoever towards more sensible legislation. I don't think we got anything good out of the hearings, except perhaps for the first time in a while, I felt genuinely sympathetic to the tech CEOs who I criticize all the time. So that's the most interesting thing in tech. Ideally, we'll have hearings at another point that are not 1 week in front of an election, and maybe we'll get some good then. All right, see you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.